Hey there, Film Feuders. My name is CJ Kaiser. Welcome to the Film Feuds podcast. I've been away for a few weeks. That's because I've been busy with the Sydney Comedy Festival. And now it's done. We are back to do more episodes on Film Feuds. This latest episode is Best Heist Movie. I just saw Ocean's 8, a heist movie that just came out. And here is my one emotion review of the movie. Yeah. Yep, that's it. Take that expression what you want. There'll be more reviews like that in future episodes. If you're a first-time listener, please follow us on Film Feud Podcast on Twitter or on Facebook at Film Feuds. And don't forget to follow me on all social medias at I Am Seizure. Quick update to what's going on. I'm going to be doing a massive movie giveaway, 3,000 movies, on DVD and Blu-ray, a whole mix of stuff. But before that competition starts, I need to get 100 reviews and ratings on iTunes. Please give us a 5-star rating, it takes 10 seconds. But if you don't use iTunes, please subscribe to us on Podomatic. That's 3,000 movies, all on DVD and Blu-ray. That's right, I'm giving away half my collection. Also, if you're wondering why I'm whispering, I am recording this at 5 a.m. I need to get this episode out for you guys as soon as possible, so do apologize about my voice. Film Feuds is back. We're going to have some more guests, bigger than ever, way more fun, and we've got some really big names coming on the podcast as well. So please, tell your friends about this podcast. Share it on Facebook. Just tell people. It takes 10 seconds. If you enjoy the podcast, please support it. We're also on Patreon. If you want to donate and help the podcast along to get better guests, better venues, better equipment, and you can find us on patreon.com/filmfeuds. Otherwise, enjoy the podcast. The rest of the podcast is free. All I ask is you to share it. Thank you for your time, guys. All right, let's enough of all this. Let's jump into Season 3, Episode 3, Best Heist Movie.
I want to go to there.
We came, saw, we kicked it down.
Oh, tycoon, like a mustache.
Nice fever.
I just had it stuffed.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Film Feuds. We are back after Comedy Festival, like I mentioned before. I was away for a long while. That's why we've been on hiatus. But we're back and we're going straight into this. This is Film Feuds, the show where people argue about movies and they decide which one's better. There's 7 questions on the board. The guests do not know what the questions are. And tonight's topic, since Ocean's 8 is out, is Best Heist Movie. Now, 3 exciting guests, 1 returning guest who I believe has won 1 episode, is that right?
2, I think so, but I don't remember which ones.
Someone's counting.
Yes, I'm counting.
If you remember that voice, that's Joe Wakeham. Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, and they can follow you on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook?
Whatever, I don't know.
At Joe Wack?
Joe Wack, Twitter.
And for those who don't know, Joe is a 3D animator who's worked on movies such as Iron Man, and I can't remember the others.
And that's about it, and Iron Man, and commercials, basically. And now I work on slot machines.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And for tonight's topic, which movie did you pick?
I picked Inception.
And quick plot line for those who don't know.
Basically, a heist being pulled off within the dream. So to pull off this heist, they need to create a dream within a dream within a dream.
Excellent. Okay.
And a van falls for about half an hour.
Next up, we've got Aaron. How you doing?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Doing well. And people can follow you on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook?
Yeah, pretty much all but Twitter.
Under what handle?
Aaron Parsons.
And which movie did you pick?
I picked Savages.
Quick plot line for those who don't know.
Robbing the Mexicans, pretty much. That's what it's all about.
Mexican cartel, let's just be more specific.
Yeah, not the whole of Mexico, some of them good people. Yeah.
And you picked Savages, Oliver Stone. Why'd you pick the movie?
Because they get out clean in the end. Not many movies at the end do you walk away with your money. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough. All right. And finally, we got Eden Lattimore. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Great. And what movie did you pick?
I picked Now You See Me.
The classic 2000 and what movie?
15, I think.
Quick plot line for those who don't know.
It's like The Prestige meets Ocean's 11, but better than both combined.
Oh, big call.
I wouldn't say that. Come on. One thing I don't understand about that movie.
Wait, just before we get into that, people can follow you on socials under what?
Eden Lattimore Comedy.
On Twitter, Instagram.
All the same. Instagram, Facebook. Twitter, and Facebook.
Fair enough. Okay, Joe, you're saying.
One thing I don't understand. The first one's called Now You See Me. Why didn't they name the second one Now You Don't?
Yeah.
I'm not here to argue the second movie.
All right, so
you guys know the rules. 7 questions. You guys got to make an argument on each one. You have 1 minute to make your point, and then when I give you the signal, you guys start fighting. And I'll make a decision who gets the point in the end. There are 7 questions. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep. Ready.
All right. Question number 1, best cast. We'll start with Ian.
I mean, my cast is like more Oscar nominations than anyone here at the moment. Inception, you got Michael Caine. So do I. Do you have Morgan Freeman? I do. Mark Ruffalo, that's me. Isla Fisher, keep it coming. Jesse Eisenberg in his best acting role, better than Social Network. I've got everything. I've got the better Franco. I literally have the best cast.
Wait, wasn't Franco in the second one?
Nah, Dave Franco in the original.
Oh, but you're missing one person.
Dave, yes.
Oh, and of course, his father was an assassin, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Definitely the best cast, at least a diverse cast, not the cast that goes into every single movie from a certain director.
That sounds familiar.
And not famous for a show about texting people.
Cool. Savages.
Well, my cast is basically a young cast, youthful. We've got all the up-and-coming young stars and pretty much the old washed-up ones like Travolta, Selma.
Is Travolta in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while.
I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
Savage is a great movie, man. Get onto it.
It's got a yellow cover.
Blake Lively brings it in the future. The boy Sharer, it's great. Like it's a futuristic. It's not futuristic, but it's here. It's here, here and now. Savage is here. The cast is pretty much the youth of today's here. Yours are all left in the past, man. Like old, washed up. Yours are alright, but they're at the same time.
Swearing.
Sorry, I'm bad for that. But yeah, in saying, I just think mine's more youthful cast and they're going to go further with their careers than yours.
Definitely, Travolta, he needs it right now.
No, he's the washed up one. But young Taylor Kitsch, I think his name is, he's mint, man.
Yeah, and when did Savages come out?
2012, 11.
And what has he done since?
I think he was Gambit and Wolverine.
The guy in the gym?
The guy in the gym, pretty much. Yes. All right, Joe. With Inception.
I think my cast is more impressive. We got Michael Caine.
So do I.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Don't hate
him. Tom Hardy. You've got to have Venom. Who else? Jason Gordon-Levitt. He's pretty young. He's not a washed up one.
He's not, no.
None of my cast have been had any allegations of sexual misconduct. So I think that's a plus. Morgan Freeman. I think he's trying to think.
They're just allegations.
So, yeah, I've got... Who else do I have? The chick, Audrey... I forget her name. Who plays the wife? Do you know?
Yeah.
Audrey Tautou.
Yeah.
Is that her? Yeah. She's pretty cool. I don't know what else to say.
All right, fight.
Easily mine's heaps better.
No,
Mexicans,
I think,
drugs.
I think
at the end, your dude's still dreaming and your dude's dead.
He's not
so
still dreaming.
Yeah,
I don't
my
think
dude
he's
wins.
Dreaming.
He's dreaming.
I don't
man.
Think
he's
dreaming.
About
he
the cast.
Away with
the cast.
The cast.
Yeah, but the cast.
My movie got the 2014 MTV. Oh, sorry, no, the not the Players' Choice. What's it called? The People's Choice Award for Best Thriller.
Mine got Academy.
MTV's worthy reliance.
American people are retards, man. They
mine
can't
got
be,
an
they
Academy
can't be
Award for... I forgot what for. Visual effects nomination?
Oh, yeah, that speaks highly of the cast.
One of my cars will win an Oscar in the next 15 years.
I
how
can't
about
think
that?
Of it.
Well, we can't base it on the future. It has to be in the now, like you said.
Has Travolta won an Oscar?
No.
No.
Michael Caine has, so that's one for both
Thank
of us.
Thank you. Jesse Eisenberg's also been nominated for an Academy Award.
Nominations.
And won a Golden Globe.
Nominated.
Mark Ruffalo's won a award, and he's also been nominated for a Grammy.
And a Tony.
Okay, well, Leonardo DiCaprio... Yeah. Just won and got more nominations than any of the
That
cast.
Was a gimme, man.
Yeah, he just grunted. He just grunted through the
he
wild.
Yeah,
that.
He
being
said three words
by
and got raped by
Come
a
on, mate. Come on.
Pelts!
Who else? Tom Hardy. Did he get an Oscar?
I don't think so. I think he won a BAFTA.
BAFTA.
He should
okay.
have got a Tony
right.
for bloody Mad Max. That's garbage, Mad Max.
Oh, come on, it's come good. On, it's
Isla Fisher's actually Australian.
Isla Fisher's terrible. Have you seen
married
her
to Borat
ads? That's the only good thing about her, who she's married to. Ads.
Both, ING just saying, ads those opinions of the guests do not represent Film Fuse, because I'd like to have Isla Fisher on one day.
I'd like to have Isla Fisher one day, even though she's a ranger. She's hot.
You're a ranger.
Doesn't matter. She's hot.
I can't say much.
I'm going to make this.
My class is definitely better. More well-rounded and not the same cast from every movie. You've actually got a bit of diversity.
Hold on. Has Del Toro Benicio won an Oscar?
Probably.
He deserves one. There you go. I have an Oscar in my movie, Mick.
Probably a Benicio Del Toro.
Yeah, but the fact that you forgot about it until cast, now, yeah. I'm eliminating you and I'm eliminating Joe. The point goes to now see me. Yeah.
Thank you very much. You also forgot that you have Cillian Murphy, who's one of my favourite actors.
Which one's that one?
Cillian Murphy. Scarecrow.
Oh, yes. I love you. Yes. I forgot his name.
Peaky Blinders.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Right, now we start off with Aaron. Question number two. Best poster. Go.
Best poster? What do you mean?
The poster for the movie.
Oh, easy mine. Easy.
Describe it.
It's two blokes standing there masked up with, I think, M4s maybe. All right, my cover, I dare to say my cover sort of covers all bases without giving too much away. It shows the key characters. It shows a little bit of the savageness of the movie. Shows that it's not all just sitting and plotted all in a little place of LA. It's, I don't know, it's pretty. F*** it, it sounds nice. It's a good cover.
Swearing.
I know, I'm terrible. I'm from the West, I'm sorry.
I'm from the West.
I'm way out West.
Joe, Inception poster.
Moen has all the cars standing in the middle of the street with kind of like a street folded up on itself, I guess you could say. Yep. So, I think it's a cool poster. It's visually striking. It's intriguing. If you don't know what the movie's about, you're like, oh, what's going on with this street? And it has all the cast in small writing and then a big Leonardo DiCaprio just on top of all of them. So, there's your pool.
I'm pretty sure there was like a little Easter egg on that poster.
Easter egg? What kind?
I can't remember what it was.
Ooh.
No. It's the main characters' names. It's not. It's not gonna spoil anything. But all the characters in the movie, all their names spell out a dream. Yeah. The first letter.
Yeah.
What?
All the main characters'
first
names.
First initials spell out dream.
That's too much internet, fellas.
That's okay. Cool.
All right, Eden. Now you see me poster.
It's a minimalist design, nice and simplistic. Gets to the point. Now you see me with the magicians and characters throughout the poster. But I guess the best part of it is the headline, the closer you look, the less you'll see.
Ooh.
Now, if that is not appealing for a movie poster, I don't know what is. Thank you.
All right, fight.
Mine's the only one with a bloody movie header. Do you know how old school and cool that is?
My one has one. It says, your mind is the scene of the crime.
Boring.
Better than the closer you see, the less you... Whatever the hell that says.
Mine don't have one, but it's flat out directed by Oliver Stone, so that's good.
Well, that's awesome. That's
you know
awesome
what I mean? That's flat.
That's arrogant.
It is. But your one, I'm not too sure about.
I think his one is
the closer
like,
you look, the more you see.
It's kind of like...
I don't know, man.
My one, just at a different angle, just all the cast. At least you get to
there's
see
more
of the
yours.
Environment.
Mine's got more colour. There's a pink.
That's true.
It's savage. It has it written right there.
I'm pretty sure they all have the name of the movie written on their poster.
Mine's got more women on it. That's a start too, if you're looking that way.
Mine are wearing less clothes.
I've got two. Three if you count the daughter in that picture, but you just don't know about her yet.
Still got to see it. Mine has more buildings than any of yours.
My cast is actually part of the wording, you know? Like, they're in the letters.
That
is creative poster making. Inception, if it's going to be a mind warp, they're just in there.
If something is covered, it means they're trying to hide something. So your cast is so shit.
They're just in
there. They need to hide
part of the letters. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? Now you see me. Michael Caine's part of the O.
I've got sections of movie in mind. You've got just one basic picture. I've got several. Wait there. Let's count it up.
Mine's got Leonardo DiCaprio.
I have
so
seven.
That's good.
I've got Travolta. He matches your Caprio.
Is yours in IMAX?
Mine's in Asia. I've seen
Boom.
The thing in Asia before.
Mine's
how's it in Asia? It's Mexico.
No, you wait. Look, there's some Asian thing.
What?
Asian poster?
I found full Asian poster. It's written in Asian.
That doesn't mean anything. That's not. No.
But it's appealing to the Asian people. It's culturally diverse.
You're saying they wouldn't have it in Chinese.
Every movie.
There's a Chinese version of the Inception poster, Chinese version of Now You See Me poster.
But they haven't produced their version.
You haven't produced one.
I'm trying to find it.
There you go.
Yeah, see, he
Boom.
Got the Inception one Chinese first.
He's beating me.
All right, I'm making a decision. And the point goes to... Oh, there.
9.1.
and you know what? It's interesting. I've seen two of the Asian posters of Inception and Now You See Me, but still not savages.
I've got German or something. I found Turkish. I'm on the Turks. Go the Turks. They love it, man.
Anzac Pride. Okay, so I am picking Inception for the win. I think it just is more interesting poster than the other two. I'm thinking Savages goes for the pop market, and I think it kind of failed. And with the Now You See Me one is...
it's really boring. Yeah, it's terrible. It's hard. I wasn't expecting that question.
It's literally six
people just standing there with their names.
It could have been magical.
Yeah.
All right, question number three, starting with Joe. Question is, best plot. Now, everyone gave their quick plot at the beginning. And if you want to go more in depth, now's the time.
I think, hands down... Inception has the best plot out of these two movies because it's not your regular heist movie. It's got many levels, literally and figuratively. It sets up a world that in one, if you're paying attention, or most people get it while they're watching it, mainly as was pointed out through Ellen Page's character. So it sets up a world where this dream hacking exists, how it works, what they do to get out of it, the things that they have to do to implant the, not only a thought, a seed of a thought, and you can't make it a negative one because people react better to a positive one. And I think it's much more in, and still to today, people argue about the spoiler, the ending, and some people believe that Leonardo DiCaprio's character's still dreaming. Others believe he's woken up.
Don't go too far into that one.
But I think that it's a more interesting plot because it still has people talking to this very day.
Eden.
That sounded really confusing, just like the movie. Now You See Me it's so much more relevant to who we are as a people, as a group. Guys, this is four magicians that have been brought together to create the best magic group in the world. You'd be like, oh, that sounds kind of boring. What's the twist? How about they're going to steal $140 million from an insurance company that didn't pay the victims of Hurricane Katrina? That is honorable. $140 million, and the whole time, they're also going to frame the only black guy in the movie to do it. This is modern-day society personified. It is real layers. It's got true meaning. This is a movie that's got heart, it's clever, and it has magic. It appeals to everyone.
Aaron.
All right, my movie is about two friends, not no four magicians and some weirdo who goes into dreams, all right? Two friends who like growing weed and smoking weed, doing their thing, and the Mexicans have the hide to come in and take their They don't want that shit.
Language.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, think of it this way. You're from out west, right? You guys swear a lot, but when you're in court, you don't swear, so just pretend this is court.
Should have dressed up. No, but they're two blokes who got pinned in a corner and pretty much made to rob the Mexican cartel of their own product, so to speak, money, coin, and they threw it in their face, and at the end of the day, who do you want to go up against the Mexican cartel with? Not three other magicians. You want to go up with your mate. Your mate from school, you know what I mean? My plot takes better, anyway.
That's very Westy logic.
Very West.
All right, everyone's made their point. Fight.
Hands down, man. I'll walk away. No one walks away with anything in your movie. There's no money. If you see the second one, they're all broke.
$140 million is a lot of money.
Why are they living in a factory in the second one? They don't have the money. They give it away.
We're not talking about the sequel. We're talking about the original. You don't know that yet. And they're part of the Eye. They're actually now part of like an Illuminati group.
It's alleged. You didn't see them join the group. You didn't see them join the group. My dudes walk away with cash and a chick. Everyone is happy with cash and a chick.
I said this before, but his movie has the line... He gives me orgasms. I give him wargasms.
Multiple orgasms and wargasms, man. There's multiple.
As for Inception, I think it was really clever at the time, but now that the more we look at it, it's just definitely getting dissected. It's almost too, like, ambivalent. Like, there's no actual plot in it. It's just based on everyone seeing their own thing inside
of it.
To use that as a defense, first of all, let me ask you a question. When was the last time anyone gave a damn about magicians? Went to go see a magic show?
Have you seen X Factor? Mate, X Factor's full of magicians.
No, I don't, because it's a show.
Language!
Sorry, it's a not-so-good show. I can say that...
It is a garbage show.
Your argument that people have dissected it is better than Now You See Me, which is an instantly forgettable movie that after it...
Magic's finished since that dude in the mask used to come out on a Friday night at 8:30 and expose
magicians. How's it forgettable,
mate?
I'm the only movie with a sequel. You know, everyone's trying to break that down. But we're not even talking about that. We're talking about the plot. Look, mine's simple. It's action-packed. It's fun. Are you telling me you don't like magicians, man? Magic is cool.
Sequel. They all lived happily
what's
ever
the most,
after.
What's the most popular book of all time? Harry Potter.
The Bible.
The Bible.
No. Well, magic's in that.
There's a lot of magic in that.
I still win.
Alright, I'm making a decision. Controversial, but I'm going with Savages.
Ooh. Oh, I've got one.
I'll tell you why.
I disagree. Why?
Yeah, because it's all about mates.
It is all about mates at the end of the day.
That's right.
Pretty much.
You hate victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
What are they not victims?
What have they done for me lately?
Put himself in the way of a hurricane.
Yeah, I mean,
man, I went there last year. It's depressing.
Is really?
Yeah.
What
there's
about
a museum.
Haiti'd be worse.
There's a museum.
At least America's got support.
You went to a museum about the hurricane and it was depressing?
No, I went to New Orleans and then we actually saw bits that had been affected by the hurricane.
And left.
But then there was also a museum, which is just horrifying.
Thanks for brightening up the mood on a comedy podcast.
Thank you.
All right, question number four. Now we're all tied up at one each. Ooh, one has this been rigged? Yes. Okay, so next question. And we go back to Eden. Best heist plan.
Mine, definitely. We're talking about... Alright, let's set it up. The first movie, the first part of it, is they convince a dude in Paris to rob his own bank with hypnosis and magic tricks. Second of all, it's $140 million taken from this dude's bank account, which is split to the victims. We're talking modern day heist. They've got things called rabbit rooms and stuff, like mirrored rooms. It's kind of like Inside Man, but on like three different locations. Mine's a proper heist. Someone gets money stolen from them, from a rich person, from their bank. It's a real heist.
Savages.
Well, mine's well planned because they're all bloody ex-Navy SEALs. They've planned it thoroughly. They stole $10 million, didn't give it to no victims. They kept it for themselves and spent it wisely in Indonesia or some. But they,
language.
Sorry. They flat out military plan mine. Yours was packing magicians in a back room of a shop. I don't know where yours went, but
they were military guys.
Yeah.
Planned it.
Oh, there you go.
So I think by far my heist was better planned and more skillful. That makes any sense. They had to not only construct three worlds for the person to be in within the dream world, they had to also, each level they had to imply a certain feeling or meaning to the main character, and at the very end let him open up a safe which will plant the idea in his head. So I reckon the way they planned it, the timing, because on each level time moves slower, so they had to sync up all the times. It was military, because I mentioned at the beginning they were all started off in the military, and then when it became outlawed they went rogue or tried to do it on their own. I just think it's much better, much more difficult to plan mine, therefore it wins, I reckon.
Fight.
Alright, I'm the only one that walked away with money. Yours give it to the Hurricane Katrina victims, and yours walked away with an empty safe with some kids or something.
No, he walked away
with some kids.
The guy who hired him walked away with money because he convinced the guy to close his business. So the main guy who organised the heist did walk away with money.
I'd just argue that both of yours aren't really heist. Savages definitely is, and Savages is two people who are going to attack the cartel and save a hostage.
They
that's
take
not
all
a heist.
Their money. They go in. They go
it's
in
a
and
robbery.
Take all their...
A heist has you got. If it's a heist, it's like a bank robbery. It's not just like robbing some Mexican cartels.
How much money did your fucking? I mean, sorry. How much money did your magicians
million.
Run away with? How much did they
I'm
keep?
Pretty sure
how much did they keep?
That the guy. Saved was worth a lot more than $140 million.
But you're talking about a made-up business in a made-up world. You don't know.
$140 are made-up as well.
That's like a weekend.
We don't even know if
yours
is real.
Inception.
In the movie, we don't even know if Leonardo DiCaprio is dreaming at that point.
That's speculation. I think.
Yeah, but I can speculate on that. There's no speculation.
It's like tables and chairs.
But isn't it confirmed in the sequel that your money wasn't there or something?
No, we're not in the
sequel. Can't talk about sequel. It has to stay on the first movie.
Yeah, but in that point, he can't argue about his speculation that some people say it's just a dream because it's...
That's the point of the movie.
But the whole canon...
You can't say people are dissecting your movie and then I say, but people dissect your movie and then say, I can't say that.
But no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, why can you not talk about the sequel? Because if people can speculate what this character did or what this might have been, yours has a definite... what it was in the sequel.
We're talking about my movie, you can't bring in more information.
My two guys,
I'm still talking about the information. I'm talking about the information relevant to the movie that's been made.
My two guys may have done a robbery, right? But the cartel done a heist on them. They came in and tried to take all their shit and they turned it around on them.
Language.
And they got savage.
It's not true. They kidnapped the person.
They tried to heist.
It's a hostage situation. That is not a heist.
They tried to muscle in and take all their
cabbage. I think savage is not a heist.
And I make my decision based on that technicality, Gustin. Now you see me.
Yeah.
All
right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Next question. Question 5. As a movie about heist, there's always a villain. Best villain. Go.
Oh, Selma Hayek, she's a girl. She's a Mexican
cat. She's a girl.
Think El Chapo, but the lady version of El Chapo, or maybe Escobar or something. She will chop your feet off. She is the most hectic one of the lot. She's better than Michael Caine and his old walking stick, and I don't even know who that guy is in your movie. He's some weird guy, but...
Who's the villain in Inception?
Christopher Nolan.
Leonardo DiCaprio? He walked off with kids at the end.
I'd forfeit this one if I were you, dude.
Can't think of a villain.
Selma is the hot villain.
Right. Joe.
Oh, I guess his wife.
His wife is a villain.
Wife.
Is she the one who commits?
Well,
yeah, she's killed herself by staying with him.
Well, not his wife, but the projection of her in the dreams is a good villain because you never know when she could pop up and psychological warfare, I guess, is more damaging than...
Eden.
Ah, Selma Hayek sounds way better than that. Oh my god, that was...
Yeah, I guess Selma.
Mine's a bit of a red herring. I've got two villains, you know, like two real ones. You've got old Michael Caine.
Yeah, super villain.
You know, he's the villain, you know, who steals money from us, you know, the people. You know, he's an insurance bloody CEO robbing us. But also, you've got Morgan Freeman, who's the super, super villain in this one, because... Not only is he exposing magicians' tricks, which is like if you're a comedian, someone's ripping off your jokes, how much would you hate that person? But he's also...
Yeah, initials MH.
Yeah? And also responsible...
So there's a guy.
responsible for killing Mark Ruffalo's father in the movie. So, and also being part of the insurance company that didn't help him get paid. I mean, this guy affects everyone in the movie. What a terrible villain he was.
Fight!
So it's alleged. It's alleged. All yours is alleged. We all know mine is a super villain.
I'm out of this one.
Joe is bowing out gracefully.
Thank you.
Because his villain did it for Dolly, that's why.
Yeah.
Hashtag that. But your villain, one's old and he's not really a villain. He's pretty much does what every fucking... I mean, sorry. Does what every CEO does, man. They don't pay anyone when it comes down to it. No insurance company will pay the full amount. They love ripping people off. It's their job.
They didn't pay anyone money, though. That's horrible.
Well, they didn't tick the box. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen a victim somebody could see they tick the box? There's a box.
I'm confused why you don't think Benicio del Toro is the main villain of your movie.
Because he's the guppy. He has to ring her and get told what to do.
Yeah, but he goes off on his own.
But that's what... El Chapo sat at home doing the good life while his little minions... That's Mexican, man. She's done her hard job.
Making a decision, it is going to Savages.
Yeah, Selma's
can't beat the Mexican cartel.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Well, ruthless in that movie.
Language. God. Everyone's had theirs now.
They're ruthless in that movie, though.
Oh, hectic, man.
All right, next question. This is number 6. Now, it can all get tied up, or someone will be eliminated. All right, let's see.
Okay.
Most tense moment. Joe.
The most tense moment in my movie is Leo seeing his children. Can I spoil it?
Yes, the spoiler. The show is full of spoilers.
I haven't seen it yet.
Get out of town.
So basically, they get into this world of creating worlds within your dreams, and then his wife becomes unaware that if she's dreaming or not when she wakes up. And part of her plan, I think she kills her children. And the moment that you see Leonardo's character just diving in the water and picking him up and screaming.
Wrong movie. Yeah.
Am I thinking wrong?
Oh, that you're at beaches.
Oh, that's right. I was re-watching it last night. I fell asleep.
And the end of the movie, he goes to see.
Sorry. Yes. That's right.
Yeah, that's tense.
Sorry. I'm getting mixed over.
He's in a dream right now. He doesn't know which one he's watching.
Because
he's
I re-watched it last night, but I fell asleep. That is a tense scene from Shutter Island. But this.
Like, as you're saying, I'm like.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I was like, what, when the thing was spinning? It's like when he saw his kids, it's like, are they real?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, sorry. When his wife, when he's in the hotel room, and his wife, she's convinced herself she's in a dream, and the only way she could get out of it is by killing herself to wake herself up. And it's just a tense moment because he steps out of a hotel room window, and she's on the other side, and she's told him she's basically set it up to basically frame him so he can join her, and just him trying to stop her and that pain he feels when she jumps and stuff like that. I reckon it's really a powerful moment.
Right, Eden. I thought you would have gone with the final bit, but all right,
yeah,
Eden.
Yeah, me too.
Which one?
And then
twist top.
Yeah, but that's not. What
sorry.
Did you ask?
Most tense moment.
Tense moment. Yeah, that's all.
I
would find the other one more tense.
That movie's after she jumps off, right? He goes to that island where the psych ward is, right?
Yes,
and then he's
right.
Like, trying to find out who murdered her and stuff. Yeah, yeah. That's a good movie, man. It's like 5 hours long, though. Yeah, that was cool.
It ties into Romeo and Juliet somehow.
And then he becomes a billionaire and hosts lavish parties at his house. And
because of his work at Wall Street.
Yeah. And then he loses his money off Wall Street.
And then that flashback moment when he used to own a plantation for slaves.
No. Yeah, yeah. And then he loses his money on the plantation and
buys tickets.
Buys
tickets
to the.
And he
buys tickets to the Titanic and then.
Freezes to death. Yeah, terrible, man. What a. whatever.
And when he was a kid, he had those critters. Yeah, no one knows that one.
Tense. All right.
He's getting great too, isn't he?
You guys might not think a movie about magicians is tense, but picture this. You've gone and paid $100 to go see a magician. It's Isla Fisher, red hair. She's sexy, but you're a little sexist in the back of your mind. You don't think she can do this trick. She's going to jump into a water tank and get herself out of it. I don't know. But wait a minute. What's that above the water tank? A whole bucket full of piranhas? If she doesn't get out within 1 minute, guys, she's gonna die. Cut. She's not doing it. She's struggling. She's screaming. People are trying to smash open the water tank, but it's too late. The piranhas drop. All you see is blood bubbling out of it. I thought she was gone. And then she appears, guys. It was all a magic trick. That is tension, and that is...
All right, just move on, savages.
Well, I don't even have to try hard for this one, really. Mexican cartel coming. Every time you turn around, you got Mexican dramas, man. That whole movie's intense. Really, when you turn around and think about it, they are coming to kill people. No one in your movie's getting killed. They're killing themselves over there. But, yeah, everything about my movie.
Fight!
We're talking about a specific scene. I thought she was going to get eaten by piranhas. That's more messed up than anything the cartel does in your movie.
We all know that she's not going to get eaten by piranhas. That's all part of magic.
Exactly. My character actually dies. You think she's going to die, and then she does.
Does she? Were they not in limbo? You've picked a movie where everything you say is not guaranteed. I can literally question every part of it.
Yeah. Your movie took me back to a time I got stuck on a trip.
Like, they were awake.
I was like, how do we
know they were awake?
How do we know they're both in limbo?
Split second of the thing toppling over just before it cuts at the end.
Why was she on the other side of the building at all?
To frame him, because if she was on that building in that room.
But how did she get to the other side?
She probably booked.
The most intense.
She's been planning this.
The window's not open. The lights are off.
He notices that she got herself certified by 3 psychiatrists before she did this. She told her lawyer that she fears for her life and she thinks she's been setting this up.
Why would Michael Caine help his son-in-law, who he thinks is possibly responsible for the murder of his wife?
Because he knows the truth that they
fell into
the dream
world. They're
not
in limbo.
I'm making a decision. It's going to go to Inception.
Yes.
This is why.
Thank you. Why?
Because this argument's very tense, and we're only talking about Inception, okay?
I'll try to make mine that tense. You. Mine was tense.
Piranha's is a magic trick. We're watching a magic trick.
It's a magic trick.
You don't know yet. It's the first time I've seen it.
It probably wasn't real piranhas.
If you actually said the actual behind-the-scenes moment when she was actually drowning, and they didn't realise. No. Like, so when they were filming it. Yeah. I was actually drowning, and she was trying to signal, and everyone thought she was acting. And it was like a quick second where someone was like, oh no, she's not acting here.
That was the prestige.
That's right.
All right. Final question. Everyone's on 2 now. Final question. You guys ready? And anyone can start this one. Every heist has a good twist. Best plot twist.
Oh, I'm going to go with Savages, obviously. Because,
Yeah, good point. All right.
I just got nothing. There's no real twist in it. It's a straight up movie.
That's why I think it was a terrible movie. Bias aside, I think it was a terrible movie.
Terrible.
I didn't even watch it.
It was Oliver Stone's weakest movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. He's made some pretty bad movies.
What were the other ones?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of them now.
Who did it?
Oliver Stone. Like JFK, great.
I did some shots on an Oliver Stone movie.
What?
I worked on some shots on.
Oh yeah, which one?
It's Savages? The September 11 one.
Oh yeah, yeah. World Trade Center.
Yes,
yeah.
World Trade Center.
W, that was an okay one.
I reckon my point has been argued all night, because the scene at the end whether you're not quite sure if he's dreaming or not, still today people argue about it, and it's a big twist, because to the end on that top spinning and not knowing whether he's, if he's alive, if he's awake, that's a twist. If he's asleep, that's a twist.
But it left people chomping at the bit.
I'll quickly just argue about mine, why mine's got the best twist, and then I'll just break down Inception like we've been doing the whole day.
Okay.
Mine's actually got a real twist. You got a real ending, right? So this
what
whole
was your
time,
twist?
Mark Ruffalo is part of the Eye. So he's been the FBI agent this whole time, and you think he's been investigating the Four Horsemen. And the whole time they've been getting these letters and instructions, you don't know who it is. Boom, twist, it's Mark Ruffalo. He's the person who's part of the order,
right.
He's now revealed it, and now he's also got the person who's responsible for his father's death in jail. It's a big twist, you don't see it coming. It's great, it's an actual twist with an answer.
That was a good twist, I like that movie.
If you watch it again, you can see it coming. Whereas Inception is like...
Break it down.
If we're going to argue then... Inception,
fight!
Inception doesn't have a twist. Inception is purposefully left for you to make up the decision. There's no actual twist.
Would his wife's sub-story be considered a twist?
Yeah.
That she killed herself?
She wanted to do that. Like, you know, half of Sydney men want their wives to do that. There is a twist that
most people don't know about. Right, and I think it's a twist on the audience.
What?
Yeah. Well, I'll let you guys finish before, because I don't want to influence this argument.
No, break it in.
Aiden wants to win.
Inception doesn't have a twist. Inception.
It does have a big twist, but I'm not going to say.
No, if he doesn't have a twist, he doesn't have a twist.
Who's involved?
The audience.
The audience?
So you,
is it about the musical cues?
No, we're gone. He knows.
I got no idea. Do you know what?
I don't know.
I don't know
if he's talking about like whether and like all is it like the movies being the characters and all that kind of stuff. That twist or
oh, no, the twist. Oh, okay.
Just say it.
The twist is the focus is on the tabletop.
Yeah.
Right. And what do they say in the movie? Don't tell anyone your token, your secret token.
Yeah.
So everyone thinks it's the tabletop,
but
it isn't.
It's his wife's token. Yeah.
It's his wife's token, and his token was a particular thing that you only see when he's in the dreams.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is it?
The wedding ring.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Every time he's dreaming.
Oh, they do. I thought they purposely left it ambiguous.
Then how come he spun it so many times?
No, because you know when he goes into the dream world and he goes into that house,
yeah.
he goes to collect her token.
I understand that.
But that's never his token.
A few times when he wakes up and he's being freaked.
But was he ever woke? Did he ever wake up?
I don't know.
So every time he's dreaming, he had the wedding ring on.
It's always purposeful.
Every time he's dreaming,
yeah.
I have to watch it again.
It's so ambiguous, it's hard to even know what the twist is.
So hold on.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's just rule out Savages. Savages out, thank you for playing, Aaron.
Thank you, Savages.
Sorry, fellas.
Let Western Sydney down.
Yeah, we're down. I'll be back another time.
Alright, keep going. So we can't use that argument that I just said.
But
right?
That is crazy. I never noticed that. And I watched it last night. Well, apparently I fell asleep.
Hold on. Can you
and I was remembering Shutter Island.
Can you see that ring at the end?
Yes.
Yeah.
You see his ring?
Yeah.
So every time every time he's dreaming, you see the ring?
Yeah.
That's random. But anyway, all right. Now you see him. He's clear cut. It's easy twist, right? There's red herrings everywhere. Boom, twist. You hadn't seen it coming. You can't say, well, if you watch it again now, you know. Of course you do. It's a twist. You can't say it the second time you watch it. You know from the beginning.
But still,
it's a twist.
I reckon, I don't know. I think
it subverts your initial expectations and then twists it.
Okay, I'm pretty gluey with movies, and I remember a lot of movies. And especially ones with twists, like M. Night Shyamalan's movies, I can remember them straight away.
Like most of them were bad?
Most of them were bad. His first half, I loved. Second half, not so much.
He's on the back swing. He's coming back.
But I do remember them, good or bad. I cannot... How long has Now You See Me...
4 years, I think.
I watched it maybe 2 times. I can't remember the twist.
I just told you the twist.
I know you did. But I'm saying if it was a great twist, you'd remember it.
Well, I've watched Inception 15 times and I hadn't even known the twist until Caesar just told me.
That's one of a clue. I wouldn't consider that the twist.
Because you don't know what the twist is. It's ambiguous.
His wife
okay,
falling.
Aaron, you can help out on this one. Which one are you leaning towards?
For the twist? Look, I'll be honest. I'm over here with
oh,
the Now You See Me. Only
it's,
because
it's
I don't...
stick it together.
It's not because I'm a redhead. It's because I'm from the other side of Parramatta and I need a uni degree to break your movie down. We're idiots out there. We're not... And Inception sounds like something I do at football. And that's about all I know of Inception.
Okay. All right, I'm going to make a decision. All right, now, I'm going to put it out there. For those who can't see, because this is a podcast, Eden just did the whole Jesus Hail Mary thing. Inception is the best movie out of the lot.
Woohoo, thank you.
The worst movie out of the lot is Savages. Yes. But based on the arguments, Now You See Me wins.
Woo! One for one.
Good game.
Thank you so much. This is such an honor.
You win the golden handshake. Here you go. Yeah. 1, 2, 3 pumps. There you go.
I'm going to go watch that movie tonight as well. I'll check it out.
It's actually one of my least favorite movies of all time.
Really?
It's so bad.
It's awful. It's so crap.
It's one of those movies that's always on and then I get stuck watching it so angry because none of the magic tricks make sense.
Yeah, none of the magic tricks make sense at all. It's so crap.
And you know, in this day and age of computer generated effects, you just... All right, we know it's CGI or something.
Yeah.
It's seen a genuine magic trick like seeing. But
we live in the reality. There is no sense this is like a magical world. It's not like it's Harry Potter.
What happens in part two?
The second one's the best because they go... have you seen the bit with the cards?
They steal
a microchip from this thing and then the security stops them and then they all do like card flipping tricks to move the microchip. It's the worst thing you'll ever see.
But what's he saying about the money being fake?
That was the first one. It was like they used flash paper to burn. It's so dumb.
Oh, so but they did pull off the heist.
In the safe was fake money. Yeah. But they did get the real money.
The movie doesn't make any sense.
Mark Ruffalo is an FBI agent who's actually trying to stop them what they're doing, but is also the guy who's leading them in it.
They can never get caught.
It's the dumbest movie, hands down. Right?
It's good to watch.
All right. So now. Since that game is over, we play the Caesar Kaiser movie game. The way that works is we go around the table naming an actor or an actress and a movie that that person's been in. Because Eden won, he gets to pick the actor or actress.
Ooh.
However, rules are, you cannot name cameos. You cannot name movies that haven't come out yet. You cannot name... Oh yeah, no video games, movies, or TV shows.
Just movies.
Just movies.
You said movies.
So, Eden, who are we going with? Oh, and at the end, when everyone's out, you still have to name one more to actually win.
To win. Okay.
Should I say Kevin?
Hmm?
Mr. Bacon? No, I'll do Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, all right. Start it off.
Prisoners.
End of Watch.
Donnie Darko.
Fuck, hello. It's Bubble Boy.
Is he?
He's the guy in Bubble Boy.
Nocturnal Animals.
Prince of Persia.
Jughead.
Jughead.
Sorry.
Jughead.
Does that count?
Enemy.
That's what I was just about to say. I just had one. You just said Donnie Darko, didn't you? Alexander? Is he an Alexander?
No, that's Colin Farrell.
No, I'm gone. I had all mine are gone that I've seen him in.
Brokeback Mountain.
Oh.
I've never seen
Nightcrawler.
Oh my god!
Yes.
What am I doing?
Five.
Oh my god, four. I just watched another movie of his today! Oh my god.
Say
come
it in
back.
About 4 seconds.
Donnie Darko too?
No, he's not.
Does
in
it.
Does
count?
Oh
isn't, isn't he cameo? Oh, it's cameo.
Cameo.
Okay, I'm out.
Southpaw, okay.
Zodiac,
oh yeah.
I just literally watched that movie yesterday. That's why I thought about it.
That's why it's called the Seizure Kaiser Movie Game, because I'm very hard to beat at this game. And if you want to play this game, you can. Just make sure you call it by the official title, the Seizure Kaiser Movie Game. Now, that's been Film Feuds. If you have any questions you want to submit to the show, send them in at Film Feuds on Facebook or Film Feud Podcast on Twitter. Don't forget to follow me on all social medias. That's I Am Seizure. And once again, Eden, they can find you at Eden Lattimore Comedy.
Yeah, that's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you're around Sydney and there's any open mics, I'll probably be there as well if you want to see me in person.
Cool. Aaron.
It's Darren Parsons at Facebook or Instagram. Nothing really special.
Perfect. And Joe.
I got nothing. Joe Wack somewhere. Twitter, I guess.
Fair enough. Also, don't forget, you can submit topics. And if you are listening to iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. I want to try to get to the 100 mark. And if we do get to the 100 review mark, I'll be giving away half my movie collection. That's over 3,000 movies, guys. 3,000, all right? So,
what do you have to do to enter?
Well, get to there. First, we've got to get to the 100 reviews.
Oh, okay.
All right? First 100 views, and then I will do the competition.
Ooh.
All right, guys. My name is Seizure Kaiser. Thank you for listening to Film Feuds. See you next week with the topic, Best Sci-Fi Action Movie. That's because a new Upgrade movie is coming out.
A new what?
Upgrade.
What's that?
It's a new Blumhouse movie. It looks
really
awesome.
Oh, it's getting really good reviews. Yeah. It kind of looked bad, but...
It's pretty sick, though. Yeah. And don't forget, since it's the best size movie, go check out Ocean's 8. You heard my reviewers? Yeah. All right. My name is Hitch Kaiser. Take care.